This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Farm Credit Services of America. Nobody has more expertise financing farmland than Farm Credit Services of America. I'm Riley Smith. The Iowa Cattlemen's Association is developing future leaders in Washington, D.C. We'll have more right after this.
When market conditions make it hard to turn a profit, it's time to reconsider your crop insurance strategy. Adding an area plan, also called county-based coverage, to your underlying policy can help bridge the gap between profit and loss, especially in a year of high input costs and low commodity prices. Farm Credit Services of America has the tools and expertise to help you determine if an area plan is right for your operation. Call 800-884-FARM or visit fcsamerica.com to get started. This institution is an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Iowa Cattlemen's Association CEO Brian Whaley and Shelby Cornelius, a young producer and participant in the Iowa Cattlemen's Leadership Program, discussed the program on the most recent episode of the Beltway Beef Podcast from the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Whaley said the program is made up of several programs throughout the year that participants must attend.
They'll do a variety of different things, from advocacy training to trips on educational purposes. We do a lot of different things around legislative, specifically in the state of Iowa, with visits to our Capitol and helping lobby on that side. And then this year, something new that we put in to try to enhance the program, did a trip to Denver in partnership with the Iowa Beef Industry Council, who helped sponsor that and be a part of that program.
Program participant Shelby Cornelius said it was definitely an interesting time in the political cycle for them to be in Washington, D.C.
We've kind of gotten a consensus across all of our meetings from those we've visited with that they're focused on appropriations, as well as, they would like to see a farm bill get done, just not sure if it's going to happen. But it's been very positive interactions, and it is enlightening to be able to sit down with our legislators and know that, that when they walk in the room, you can tell their body language right away. They are happy to see, folks from back home and be able to visit with us about issues that they are fighting on and for us.
For Iowa Ag Radio, I'm Riley Smith.